You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Come on!
Welcome to Money Savage, Savage Approach to Personal Finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome today's guest, strong and powerful Jefferson Lilly. Jefferson, are you ready to do this?
Yes, the mighty and wise George, I am. I've got to give you a name, too.
Let's do this. Perfect. Yes, mighty and wise, I'll certainly accept.
You've been called worse.
Yes. Jefferson is the founding partner at Park Avenue Partners. He is a self-made millionaire, a mobile home expert. He is an educator, an industry consultant, and a podcast host. I'm excited to have you on. Jefferson, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, happily married, 3 great kids, 5 and under. So I definitely have some hobbies, as nice. It were, aside from real estate. But been in this niche of mobile home parks for a dozen years. And we'll get into that here in the show. And between building the portfolio, I think I'm now in the top 50 largest mobile home park owners in America. And between that and the family, there's unfortunately precious little time for anything else, just real estate and family.
No, I appreciate that very much. So, all right. So the top 50 mobile home owner in the country, who ever would have thought? How did that happen?
I got a fancy MBA from Wharton 20 years ago. And believe me, coming out of a place like Wharton, I never would have thought I'd be in mobile home parks. But I'm quite excited about it. And we'll get into that here on your show. Yeah. Funny how life has its twists and turns.
It certainly does. So how in fact did that happen?
Well, as I say, you know, when I woke up from the concussion, it just seemed like a good idea to buy a mobile home park. But seriously, prior to getting into the business, I spent a decade in the .com world and kind of went through the .com, you know, bubble and, rise and fall and semi resurgence, and basically just decided after getting through that really, basically Warren Buffett was right. So to speak, value investing was the way to go rather than high tech, biotech, silly tech. So I just started looking for value investments, both in the stock market and then in real estate, and thought initially, hey, why don't I buy an apartment building, as Buffett advises, you know, stay within your circle of competence. I don't quite know what my exact circle of competence would have been prior to buying my first piece of real estate. But I figured I had always lived either in an apartment or a house. So I went looking to buy an apartment building and to, you know, find one that probably needed a bit of fix up, make it better for the tenants, make it better for me, bump rents, you know, everybody wins. And just in researching multifamily, I then stumbled upon mobile home parks, this quirky little niche. It's, you know, maybe 1% of the whole multifamily world. That's, you know, 99% or more apartment buildings. But these quirky little mobile home parks seem to be paying much more money. That is trading at a higher cap rate at a lower value. And I just started researching it and figured out, you know, it really is quite a compelling niche, you know, if you can find these to buy. But again, figured out it was just really a better niche than apartments or self-storage or anything else I had looked at.
Got it. So what is it about mobile home parks that makes them unique and, in your eyes, superior to apartments, single-family homes, or any other types?
So a couple of things. First, at least the way I run my parks, I tend to run them like parking lots. And by that, I mean, I tend to buy parks where I don't own most of the mobile homes. And then even when there are vacant pads to infill, I will buy new homes out of the factory or sometimes used homes off Craigslist, bring them in. But then I won't rent them. I'll only sell them on rent-to-own agreements. So I'm building communities. I'm buying communities that already have mostly owners. And then again, I'm expanding the supply of affordable housing and creating more homeowners. But the implication there, George, is that I don't own those proverbial leaky toilets and leaky roofs. That's a big difference versus apartment building investing, where I think somewhere between 15 and 18% of rents are invested back into apartment buildings. That's your repair and maintenance budget. In my world, I mostly just own the land. And frankly, repairing and maintaining land is not that expensive. I cut some grass. I've got plumbing bills, some snow removal bills for my parks up in the north. But I spend more like 5 or 6% of my rents on repair and maintenance. That's about a third the repair and maintenance headache of apartment buildings and most other traditional real estate, where, again, you actually own the improvements to the land. In my world, I mostly just own the land. So my repair and maintenance budget is much lower. Another thing that makes it very unique is that it's really now effectively illegal to build more mobile home parks. Pretty much every city and county over the last, I would guess, 30 years has, again, either literally made it illegal, or they've changed zoning laws, or at least the density laws. And so it's just not, if nothing else, it's just not economic anymore to build mobile home parks. So unfortunately, most of these city councils have people that kind of look down on mobile home parks and the people that live in them. I find that to be a bit arrogant. The folks that I know in the parks, by and large, are just hardworking, regular folks. But again, unfortunately, government, although they talk a good game about wanting to encourage affordable housing, it's really just talk. So again, because there really aren't new mobile home parks getting built, that means that, you know, when times are good and most other classes of real estate, office, hotel, apartment, et cetera, they all get overbuilt. This niche does not suffer that way. There is not overbuilding going on because it's virtually impossible to build new mobile home parks. So there are two things that make this a much better real estate niche than apartments, or again, really most any other real estate niche.
Yeah, that certainly makes a lot of sense. And I was unaware of that, as I'm sure that a lot of people are, that it's really hard to build new ones, which, as you were talking, that seems so ridiculous to me, because I know certainly here in Arizona, we have such a shortage of affordable housing, and
yep,
for our senior populations particularly. And I don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole, but that's certainly a problem. I think it's really too bad. You're talking about how it's, and it certainly makes sense that you don't necessarily want to be the owner of the actual units. Is that common across the board, or is that just a smart approach you figured out?
That is fairly common for most most mobile home park owners. There are a few that like to own the mobile homes, and we call those colloquially a horizontal apartment building when you do actually own the mobile homes as well. Again, you can make money that way. That's a business model pursued more typically by somebody that might live very near that park. I live out in San Francisco. I own nothing in California. I've got stuff mostly in the Midwest. So for me, I want properties that are easier to manage. But again, if you're close to your park, the implication there is you need to really inspect those mobile homes quite frequently, sometimes monthly, I would say at least quarterly, if you are going to rent them. Because, you know, I think we all know people with a renter's mentality are much rougher on the properties than someone with an owner's mentality. So we prefer the parking lot business model, so to speak, rather than the horizontal apartment building model. But you certainly can cash flow even better if you do own the mobile homes. It's just, again, going to take more time and be more management intensive. So there are no wrong answers, but I've just found something that works for me. And again, I'm first and foremost a for-profit entity, but I do also like having a social mission. And for me, that's getting people out of the game of paying rent forever and helping them to become a homeowner, typically in 10 years or less. And often their entire payment to me, both the land and the house, is going to be less than an apartment. So I help folks save money day one. And then, say, after 5 to 10 years, when they own their house, then they're really saving money. They are usually sticking around and paying the lot rent, but that's, you know, more like 300 some odd dollars. And then I've helped them get out of what might have been easily a $900, if not $1,200 a month apartment. So they'll own their own house. They'll pay just 300 some odd in rent. It's a big win for them, and it's, you know, it's a win for me.
Yeah, that seems to be a win-win for sure. And I very much appreciate a good analogy or framing and describing it as a parking lot versus a horizontal apartment building.
Horizontal apartment building.
I think that those are both great ways to describe the approach. So,
yeah.
All right,
yeah.
If somebody's listening and they say, okay, everything that Jefferson has just said makes sense to me, what kind of plan is this, you know, you try to find one and buy it? Is it you want to find some kind of a fund to buy into? And then what kind of expectations do you think would be appropriate? Can I get rich doing this, or is this just going to be some passive income?
Yeah. So
that was the biggest question I've ever asked.
Yeah. So, yeah, you certainly can. You can get rich at most things that, you know, you take seriously and work hard at. So this business offers a relatively easy on-ramp, is what I call it. I know one guy who got started just buying individual mobile homes. Now, again, I'm a much bigger fan of owning the land. But what this guy did was to work with a couple park owners. They probably gave him a couple months break on the lot rent while he fixed up the houses, and then he put them out on rent to own agreements. So he created cash flow for himself and for the park owner, because once the home was occupied, somebody was also paying the lot rent to the park owner. So he got started with a couple $1,000, and I believe did upwards of 50 mobile home notes. I don't think all simultaneously, but I think that was spread out over about 5 years. He then had enough cash from, again, starting with just a couple $1,000. He then had enough to buy the land, the actual mobile home park itself. So I believe he's now up to 4 or 5 mobile home parks. So you can get started relatively easily. Again, if you find the right park owner to work with, maybe that person would even give you a house, you know, if the park owner just doesn't want to put the time or the money into rehabbing an abandoned mobile home. So you can get started that way, very small. I got started for less than $100,000 down, just, you know, personal life savings. It wasn't my whole life savings, but personal savings 12 years ago, buying my first very modest size mobile home park. It was less than $500,000. And then certainly there are, for folks with more money, there are, you know, parks up into the tens of millions of dollars. So, you know, it just kind of depends how much capital you've got. Obviously, the more expensive parks tend to attract a lot more institutional buyers, and the prices are a lot higher. Obviously, the returns are lower. But yeah, certainly for somebody that might be starting with thousands or tens of thousands of dollars, you can make a pretty good return on your money. I think if you're starting with that kind of money, you know, maybe 20% a year cash on cash. If you're doing, you know, individual mobile homes or buying a small mobile home park, and especially, again, if you combine the two, you buy the land and then you also put some capital into rehabbing some of the homes. Yeah, I think you can get certainly to 15, maybe to 20% cash on cash.
Got it. Do you know how many mobile home parks there are in the country?
Nobody knows exactly, but best guess is about 50,000.
So there's a lot. Okay.
A lot, yeah. Indeed. Still not anywhere near as many as there are apartment buildings or sure. single family houses. But sure. but yeah, yeah, something like that. About 50,000 nationwide. Probably a quarter of those are in Florida. A quarter of them are in Texas. The rest of them are you know, spread out in obviously in the other states. George, did you know there's one state without a single mobile home park?
I did not know that.
Which state might that be? Think about the supply chain, manufacturing and transporting mobile
homes. Hawaii.
Hawaii, you are correct. Well, no mobile home parks in Hawaii.
I would not have gotten it without the hint. So I appreciate
I'm here
that.
For you, George. I'm helping you.
Outstanding. All right, a quarter in Florida, a quarter in Texas. Well, I think that
something like that
it all sort of makes sense. Okay, so all right, so what would you say is the easiest way to get started if somebody says, "Well, okay, that makes sense," but I'm not going to do a bunch of research and then, you know, research in the Midwest and Wisconsin and find one and reach out to the person, but I'm interested in this. How else can I go about it?
Yeah, so I'll just give a shameless plug for Please. My fund, which is you can find out more information simply at parkavenuepartners.com. So what I do is to partner with people. They put up the capital. I find and operate the deals. I personally guarantee the bank debt with my house, my two cars, my modest stock portfolio, much to my wife's chagrin or dismay. But we then split the profits. We're pure partners in the deals. So I've so far in the previous funds bought 23 mobile home parks. Plus, again, I got started buying two on my own. Those are outside the funds. But I've just started raising money this year, early here, 2019, as we're recording. And anticipate I've raised so far a little over 5 million in the last 90 days, and I'm actively negotiating. Hopefully we'll get something bought here this quarter and begin returning some profits out to our investors. But again, for folks that don't want to go through the brain damage of finding their own property and operating it and dealing with the tenants and moving mobile homes and stuff, a fund like mine might be a good way to go. I'll just also throw out, I started the industry's first podcast, which is simply called Mobile Home Park Investors. And you can find the links to it just by going to mobilehomeparkinvestors.com. But they can also listen to my content. I've got 120 some odd podcasts out there and hopefully another couple coming out over the next month. But there's a lot of good content out there through my podcast if, again, folks want to think about maybe doing this on their own. So they can kind of compare and contrast.
Excellent. And is there a minimum amount that somebody has to have to?
There is. Yeah, it's 50,000 is the minimum. I'll just throw out there's no maximum. No, sure. Nobody ever asks about the maximum.
No.
But yeah, 50 is the minimum. This is an SEC 506 Reg D, you know, registered fund. So folks do have to be accredited investors, basically $1 million and up net worth or $200,000 to $300,000 a year in income, whether they're single or married. But if they're accredited and can write at least a $50,000 check, I'd welcome welcome them into the fund, and they can find my private placement memorandum and other good information, again, simply at parkavenuepartners.com/invest. They'll also see the link off the homepage, but that's where all that information resides.
Excellent. Well, Jefferson, Savage Nation's ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Make yourself irrelevant. You know, I spent 20 years working for the man, as it were, before starting to work for myself. And when I was working a day job, I was always, you know, taking on additional work, of course, trying to do everything, of course, as well as possible. I was trying to make myself as relevant to the business as possible. And that did, you know, help me survive some of the dot-com layoffs that many of my peers and colleagues, unfortunately, did not survive. But that mentality holds you back, I think, in most businesses when you're the boss. I work hard to hire other people to help me do things, find parks, do the accounting, answer the phones, do the marketing. I'm just constantly working to make myself as irrelevant as possible to my business. It's the only way to grow if, again, other people are working in your business, so that that can free you up to work on your business. So that is my difference-making tip. Be irrelevant to your business.
I think that that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on.
Come on.
There we go.
Jefferson, thank you so much for coming on the show. Give us the website again.
Yes, parkavenuepartners.com and mobilehomeparkinvestors.com. And folks can reach me just off the homepage there at parkavenuepartners.com. Just pop in your name and phone or email, and you can reach me directly there. Please also connect to me on LinkedIn. There are links to my LinkedIn profile off that mobilehomeparkinvestors.com website. So I'm always happy to answer questions. Also, just throw out, I pay referral fees. I've paid out six figures in referral fees over the last couple of years. So if anybody knows of an off-market mobile home park, something probably only you know about, i.e. it's not listed with a broker, if you've got an off-market mobile home park for sale, I'll be happy to pay you for that lead. And again, you can just reach out to me through LinkedIn or through the Park Avenue website.
Excellent. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I have, show Jefferson your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to parkavenuepartners.com, follow him on LinkedIn, and check it out. Thank you again, Jefferson.
George, great to be with you today.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. Before I go, quick announcement. I've been asked by so many people over the past couple of years about how do I start a podcast, that I've developed and released a course that will teach you exactly how to do that step by step, from figuring out the kind of show that you want to have to understanding how all the technology works behind it, and then how to get great guests and keep the thing moving and how to grow it. So if you're interested in that, check it out. You can go to georgegrumbacher.com/podcast course and you'll find it there. You can just go to the website. I'll also list that in the notes of the show.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.